For those of you who are watching on Twitch, what a treat it is, ladies and gentlemen. Not only can you watch Christian Fourier stare at himself, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, but joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline from WEEI.com is our friend Andy Hart, who is, as we noted the last time, Hart had his big setup with his Bo Jackson jersey. Now things are moved upstairs. There's a Brady Andy Hart photo in the background and a bed with pink sheets. Hart, good afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's my when my wife is snoring too loud for me to sleep bed.
Oh, you didn't just blame your wife.
Such a dope.
That's a bad move right there.
Terrible. Right off the jump, too.
Man,
well, all right, you probably get used to that room for tonight. We're going to send her this audio.
I think there's a teddy bear on the bed for him to cry into as well. Whenever that one makes it back around. So, Andy Hart, how do you put today into perspective? Do you believe Tom Brady? Because this time we actually got to see him deliver his retirement message.
Yeah, this seemed real and genuine to me. The emotion, him getting choked up. And you know me, I'm always a cynic. And I've actually had people reply to me on Twitter saying, because I am buying this one, wow, this is the first time ever. I'm more cynical than Andy Hart, but I'm not buying this until we get wild card weekend and he hasn't played. He poked fun at his first retirement in this subsequent retirement. I can't envision how he could come back now. And I know that you never say never in this business or in life in general, and maybe some quarterback gets hurt. 49ers, their quarterback always gets hurt. Like, if they call next December, is he going to say no to Shanahan? I think he would say no. I think this is real this time.
Yeah, and the other thing is, like, the whole Jason Witten situation where you get into the booth, you're working for ESPN, you realize you suck at it. So, you know what? I should probably go back to playing football, right? And that's not going to happen either because he's got a job sitting there waiting for him. He signed this contract last year, so there's – he has another challenge just waiting for him right then and there.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's a challenge on the same level, and I don't think he's going to end a three-hour broadcast with the same fulfillment that he would a football game. But you're right, for a little bit, and he should be – I don't know how you guys feel. I think on the whole, he's not going to be a great broadcaster. I don't think he's going to be willing to criticize people. I don't think he's going to be willing to give us the inner Tom Brady thoughts, which I think would be gold. But at least for a little while, he can get by on the original Tony Romo stuff, just like predicting plays. Isn't he supposedly the greatest pre-snap quarterback that's ever played the game? So just tell me that on Fox. You tell me the pre-snap crap, and that can get you through a year or two of broadcasting before you realize you're better than that and move on.
You know, I do wonder about how willing he will be to criticize, because I would like to think, right, that on some level – Fox would have put him through some sort of paces, you know, just to see if it is a long-term match. Like, I would find it hard to believe, Hart, that Fox said, here's $375 million to do a job you might be bad at just because you're Tom Brady. That's a lot of dough. A lot of dough.
I could see Tom Brady saying, Tom Brady, don't do no demo. Tom, you want me? You sign me. You get me.
The Tom Brady's not doing any orientation.
Right. Like HR onboarding classes for Fox. Now,
how to get reimbursed for your travel expenses.
Right. Exactly. I got to give you some parking, by the way, Gresh, for the Winter Classic.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that, too. How about the scrape on my truck?
But I'm guessing they didn't do much. You can't. I mean, I guess you could do a mock broadcast for one little hour with somebody, but is he going to be better than Gronk? Maybe they just did that. Maybe they said, hey, Gronk, you talk. Now, Brady, you talk. Ooh, Brady, you're much better than Gronk. You get the job.
Because don't you think Brady, the last thing he would want to do is have all this fail on him? Like TV12, he built that business, right? He defended Alex Guerrero to the T, whether it was people calling him out in medical journals or whatever it was. That's his guy. He went through that, and TB12 is supposedly a burgeoning business, or at least that's what we are led to believe.
Yeah. I'm not so sure I believe that anymore either. There was once upon a time I thought he passionately expressed his feelings about TB12 in a way that led you to believe that was his next career, right? Remember, he was talking about like taking it on the road and doing almost like stadium seminars with people.
Yeah, what's an easier way to do it than when you're in a port with Fox every weekend?
Well, that's true.
Going every Thursday or Friday, and there you go.
He could also take the Chris Collinsworth approach where he pumps PFF in a partnership with NBC every Sunday night and gets us to forget that he's part of that ownership group. He's not going to fail. You think Tom Brady's going to fail? No. Tom Brady doesn't fail at anything. So is he going to be the best ever at it? Maybe not. I also don't believe, and maybe this is me, is there any shot in hell he does this for an extended period of time? Because I don't see it. I do not see him reaching.
He doesn't get through 10 years?
No. I don't think he gets through 5. I'll be surprised if he gets through 2.
Well, I'm sure he can get out of the contract if he wants to. But I mean, if it's not the games, then it's just, hey, forget about prepping as much as you do for a game and traveling. Just come to L.A. We have a studio right here in L.A., and instead of 7 people, we'll make it 8.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see them adjusting things so he goes into a studio role. But he's also Tom Brady. And I just recorded a Six Rings podcast for anybody that wants to download that later or listen on the Odyssey app with old friend Paul Perillo of Patriots.com and PFW.
You got him before dinner.
Yeah, got him before lunch, actually, so it was good. Okay. He hadn't swallowed.
So it was 9 a.m.
Yeah, no, he hadn't swallowed an Italian sub in one bite at that point in the day. But, you know, we were there for the whole thing. You know, he was there. I was there. Like, we kind of rode the train that was Tom Brady and the Patriot dynasty. And everything you see about Tom Brady, it just feels like being a color commentator's beneath him. I think everybody assumes he's got more greatness left in him. Like, once upon a time, could he run for president? Oh, he could be a CEO. And I think the most obvious one, or run TB12 and change the whole sports nutrition athlete business. But I think the most recent one is now this ownership thing, right? And you're not going to be on Fox if you're owning the Miami Dolphins. So my guess is he dabbles in this, maybe makes $70 million or whatever it is over 2 years. Not bad if you can get it.
The thing is that we're acting like this is like some, you know, he's digging a ditch. You know, they think you can do this job, you can do that job and have 2 other jobs, especially when it's only during the football season. And, you know, so I feel like him choosing this is a nice little way, in my opinion, of one, supplementing his income, staying relevant, because he's got the Brady brand. Mm-hmm. He's selling shirts. He's got NIL deals. He is going to be a part of football. So what better way like to be the modern day John Madden?
Yeah, except I just don't. Let's look at Gillette Stadium, for example, where you have to walk down that open concourse to get to the broadcast booth. I just don't see him riding the elevator with schmucks like me up to the concourse
He's not riding with you. You're going to be, sorry, sir, Brady's here. Take the next one.
I got a great Al Michaels story on that. Looked at somebody who was working on the crew and was like, I don't ride with crew.
Oh. That's a dink. Right. Good to know. Al Michaels is a dink. But what happens when they tell Tom Brady to wait? Right? When they say assistant coaches are leaving.
Wait, do you really think he's that uptight? I think you're building him up to be this uptight, you know, elitist that forgot where he came from. He's not like that. Like, I don't think he would mind rolling in an elevator as long as he's not late. I don't think he cares who he rides with. Like, I mean, that's really, Andy?
Is this the fraternity circling
the
wagons?
No, please. You're wrong on this. You couldn't be more wrong. You couldn't be more wrong.
Unless, people?
Wait, but you're talking about doing a job. Like, you're talking about he's getting paid a lot of money to do this job. He won't. Listen, this guy will sit with the crew. He will ride on the bus with the crew. He will not avoid the hardworking people who actually don't get any credit. That's where you're 100% wrong. I will put that on my life.
So you think he is in this for the long haul?
Well, I just feel like the big picture for him is all these other businesses that he has. The TB12, you know, the Brady clothing line.
I forgot about
the NIL. Like, he's so in the sports realm, like an Under Armour, like, you know, arm of that. I feel like that's the big picture for him. Being the CEO of his own TB12 conglomerate, whatever the hell you would call it. And I have this, I have that, I have this.
So do you think, because I know there's different successful post-playing career models. One would be Roger Staubach. I believe he's made more money than anybody, but it's all behind the scenes.
$755 million he sold his like real estate empire for.
Right, but that was behind the scenes. You didn't see him. He wasn't in the spotlight, any of that. I would say the counterexample or the other example that's a very different path but equally as lucrative is Shaquille O'Neal. He's in your face. He's on TNT. He's owning Papa John's, but he's on the Papa John's commercials. He's in your face at all times. So do you think... You think that's more of a Brady model, the Shaquille O'Neal plan?
Well, I mean, I feel like he's closer to that than he would be, because he has to be. He's closer to Shaquille than he is Starbuck. And I would even say Peyton Manning would be another example of a guy that he chose more of a, I would say, a passive approach. I'll pick and choose what I want to do. I'll still have my production crew. I'll be involved in TVs. Brady will end up being like in some like producer of some movie. Him and LeBron James.
You mean Brady for 80
Brady
coming
for
out on
80
Friday
and all that stuff? Like he'll be, there will be. He won't just focus Brady on one thing. The beauty of calling games is that you can prep for the game. You already know the game, and he'll be at his best this year because he's just freshly removed from it. He knows all the defenses. He knows their tendencies. He knows the coaches. He knows the stadiums. You can't trick him. And right. Or surprise him on anything. Like, Roman was great the first 2 years. Now everyone's kind of sick of him.
Right. But what about the backlash? Do you think he'll be sensitive to that? Because when you enter the broadcast booth, you're guaranteed to get ripped by some portion of the audience. It may take a little bit. You may have a honeymoon for half a season, but they'll get annoyed with something you do. They'll rip you for something stupid you said.
Oh, you'll misspeak.
Right. Does he want to do that? Does he want to be trending on Twitter where it says, like, Tom Brady's a boob, hashtag? Like, I don't know if he wants to embrace that world, because he seems a little sensitive, quite honest. If you listen to the latest Rob Ninkovich story about him criticizing, you know, not responding to Nink because Nink may have been a little mean to him in his analysis of this season to poor baby Brady.
Oh, geez. Well, no wonder I'm not getting a call back.
Well, there's FOF on that one. Well, there are two things about what y'all just unpacked. Number one, Fox has a lot of different ways to pivot with Brady if it doesn't go great in the booth. There's lots of different things they can do, including maybe creating their own sort of version of a Manning cast. Gronk's there, you know. Yep. Edelman. Oh, Brady could show up in a bathroom. Edelman would want to be there, so it's easy to go get him. Right. The other thing too is, and you mentioned the different models. You mentioned like Shaq. Shaq is more of an investor of existing companies.
Mm-hmm.
Brady's creating his own thing. When you think of all the brands you just mentioned, all yep. Brady created, all Brady owned. That way he doesn't have to worry about what Peyton Manning had to go through, which was, the Papa John's guy ain't such a great dude. Let me divest and try to run away from that as quickly as I can. So I think Brady is smart enough to maybe insulate himself. But let's get to the question, Andy Hart, of, what's the right way for the Patriots to honor him? We've talked about one-day contracts. We've talked about the statue, retiring the number. We know he's going into the Patriots Hall of Fame, but what's kind of the next level? Does Brady deserve that?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, he should go into the Patriots Hall of Fame this year. He should not have to wait. He is not a regular player. Obviously, the number is going to be retired. And I would also say, and this is something Perillo brought up on Six Rings, also shown, like, the numbers aren't in Gillette Stadium. They have no Ring of Honor. There's no banners like you'd have at the Garden. Somewhere 12 has to be recognized visually, maybe next to the banners, maybe part in there somewhere. A statue. I just spitballed and said the statue should go on top of the new lighthouse. Put it so he looks down upon everything at Gillette Stadium.
And then on a key third down, there should be a big light, you know, shown on it right there, like the bat signal.
Put him in laser Birkenstocks in a row. Yeah, might absolutely. As well put him up high. Everybody bow.
And I also think you have to have a Tom Brady day again. Ooh. Paul and I like the model for me would be Larry Bird at the Garden when Magic was there, and it was a whole standalone event, and you bring in everybody that's ever been tied to Brady. So, you know, Manning, Charles Woodson. I mean, they already did the documentary together, so I think they're all on sort of working class levels with each other. But I think he doesn't just deserve the Patriot Place Plaza induction ceremony with like a little chat and a red jacket. He's bigger than that. He's better than that. He deserves more than that. I would also want to do it quick, because remind people he's a Patriot. Don't be behind the Bucks, and don't let the Bucks retire anything.
Don't
let the Bucks, like, do it now. Do it this summer before the season starts, and really, really welcome him back in. Remember when he played here the game, and he said something to the effect like, "I love this community, and when it's all done, I'll be a part of this community again." hold him to that. Bring him back here this summer and re-induct him into the New England community. And I think that is everything and anything is basically all Brady deserves because he's the GOAT. He's a true GOAT. That's where I leave this with. I know, Christian, you think I'm a little hard on him as a bit of a fraud and not, you know, the necessarily the narrative that's been told of his career. But he's the greatest of all time. That is inarguable. There, you cannot argue his on-field greatness and winning and everything that he's done. That is beyond criticism.
So give me your, I guess, is it just kind of, you know, obvious that the most memorable moment is the whole 28-3 Atlanta Super Bowl? Is that kind of where you're at? Because that to me is, and that to me is not necessarily a moment. I want like a play. Like the catch with, you know, Joe Montana. Like, I want something like that. Yep. I don't want a situation. To me, 28-3 is a situation. Those are the circumstances. You were down 28-3. What was the actual moment you said, ah, there you go?
See, there's a few of them for me. And the funny thing is, like, one of them, and it was rekindled for me lately when I heard Joe Burrow talking about it, is the hit against Buffalo where his helmet popped off when he was on that run to the right sideline and he hops right back up. And to me, that epitomizes...
When he was a kid, like when he was young.
Oh, yeah, like year two, year three. Yeah. You were probably...
No, that was before me. That was his first year.
Okay, so... Yeah. But to me, like, we can get into his evolution as a passer and as a leader and a reader of defenses. That was the competitor. That was the reason... He is great, mixed with talent and everything that went along with it. But that drive and that, you know, that sort of Rocky-like, you knock me down, why don't you try knocking me down? Like, you know what I mean? Like, just, I'm going to get up. That whole speech of it's not whether you get hit. It's not whether you get hit. It's whether you get up after getting hit. Like, that's what Brady was. And then you get into all the crazy. I know he has talked about just the greatness of the touchdown pass to Moss at the end of the 07 season for the perfect record in the regular season. His record, 50 touchdowns. Moss's 23 record. But that was kind of, I don't know, I find that more gimmicky.
Romantic.
Yeah, the true Brady, even the spike in the snowball when he scores and he spikes the ball and then falls down like Bambi, I thought that was sort of symbolic of who he is, too.
Gangly.
So I kind of like some of those things.
Interesting stuff. Andy Hart, thank you, friends. And by the way, Hart and Perillo reunited again, the Six Rings podcast. You'll be able to get that, I'm assuming, a little later on today at WEEI.com.
Indeed, because your guy Terp has to post it.
Oh, and he's a little busy.
Get to work.
Oh, and Fourier's got him printing up books and stuff like that.
Figures. Well, high maintenance. No wonder he sticks with Brady. He's high maintenance, too. They all pretend to be man of the people.
You just, hey, go invent some new reasons to hate Brady again. Go ahead. See ya. We'll talk to
there
you
There we go.
Maybe we'll talk to you next week. You'll have another reason why you don't like him.
I bet you that printer behind Hart works. Terp couldn't find one, but that one works.
Damn right.
Yeah, right. Send it there for you. Hey, Andy Hart, thank you. You can read him at WEEI.com.